Sometimes the old ways are the best when it comes to voting. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Take a breath. Next year's election is still 18 months away, but it's never too soon to start thinking about security. Voting systems are a little different wherever you go, and the tech has changed over the years, from paper ballots to electronic ones to something in between. Most jurisdictions in the U.S. now use hand-marked paper ballots, or paper ballots marked with an electronic interface, and counted with optical scanners, or by hand, should the need arise. It's the gold standard for security, says Pam Smith. She's the president and CEO of Verified Voting, a nonpartisan organization which recently published its recommendations for 2024.
Well, the good news is that most jurisdictions now do have paper ballots that are marked by voters. In the past, that wasn't always the case. We had paperless equipment that couldn't really be legitimately recounted or checked. When voters mark a physical ballot, they're sort of checking as they go. You're looking for the name of your preferred candidate. You're finding where to mark it. You're checking, make sure you filled all of the bubbles in that you were supposed to. Voters want to know that their vote is being captured the way they intended. And so you need that physical ballot because that's the evidence of voter intent. That's what counts when there's an audit or a recount of the election. So we're in a much better place than we were. And I think that's why, you know, the 2020 election was called the most secure in recent history because precisely of the fact that there was paper in most jurisdictions and there were audits in most jurisdictions checking the outcome.
What has changed since 2020 or even since 2016?
Well, one of the concerns is that, you know, there's been so much mis and disinformation, and voters end up being not sure, you know, how to get good information. Because there's no one size fits all, everybody has to go to their local election officials for the right information.
Right. So securing the actual election is one thing, and then securing the narrative around that election seems to be another thing. What recommendations do you have for countering mis and disinformation around elections?
You know, we work on this a lot with many partners, and much research gets done on how to do this. It's a very challenging effort. Election officials have had to not only become kind of technologists in their own right, but also communication specialists as well. I think the most important thing is for people to understand, avoid social media frenzy and mis and disinformation. If you can reach your election official directly, contact them to get your questions answered, find the information only on election officials' websites. You know, there is election protection for people. 1-866-OUR-VOTE is a hotline number that people can call on the off chance they can't get through to their election official, because these are organizations that work against mis and disinformation and for voters being able to vote in real time on election day. And so I think that those kinds of protections are really important. Social media, when it comes from your election official, is fine. Subscribe to your election official's feeds, of course. But, you know, don't take what your friend's cousin's uncle said from some other state that isn't going to be accurate for where you are.
In your report, you detail some of the issues that have come up in recent elections, things like ballot scanners malfunctioning, electronic poll books sort of misidentifying absentee voters. What do these tell us about how to secure future elections?
Well, I think what they tell us is that elections are not immune to Murphy's Law. Technology might do some things really well, but it's also programmed by human beings and things can go wrong. What those things tell us is the importance of that backup plan, of resilient way of deploying equipment and technology. And I think that's what people need to think about with the technology. Can you still vote? Or if it's a check-in system, can you still check in to vote?
Voting in this country is such a decentralized process. These systems are different from state to state, from county to county, from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. How does that affect election security?
Well, it can be a benefit. if everyone's using the same system and that system were vulnerable in some way, then everyone's votes are vulnerable, right? You know, it's important to have an awareness that elections are decentralized like that because you have tiny jurisdictions with 1,000 voters, and then you have mega jurisdictions like LA County, which has, 6 million voters. And then you have everything in between. But most jurisdictions are small. Maybe they don't need, you know, as much equipment or as much technology as a larger jurisdiction. It just depends on the jurisdiction. So what's most important to the security of elections is that that equipment is kept up to date, that it's tested rigorously. Pre-election testing happens in all jurisdictions across the country. It needs to be rigorous. And check for all the ballot positions, all of the ballot styles, all of the languages, whatever variation there is in your jurisdiction that needs to be tested. You can find all kinds of things that need to be corrected before the election happens. And then once the election is underway, you do that post-election check of an audit. That's what makes it secure. So it doesn't matter if it's brand A or brand B or brand C, but what we do say is it must have paper. Voters must be able to mark their ballot, and election officials need to be able to demonstrate to the satisfaction of the public that the count was correct.
So the peak in election technology is a human and a piece of paper.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, accessibility has been, right, I think, addressed really, you know, in some ways, and there's much more that can be done to make voting accessible, but that's really necessary and we can't leave it out. But for most voters that don't need to use an electronic interface, they would want to use that paper ballot.
Pam Smith with Verified Voting. You can look up which system your jurisdiction uses on the Verified Voting website and find a lot more resources on election security. We'll have the link at our webpage, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.